That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and this is my most ideal podcasting state right now. So excited to be recording today, as I always am. But yeah, I have a candle lit, I'm cozy. Here, let me give you like a full detailed setup, because this is typically how I will podcast, or at least my like most ideal state. Like I said, sometimes it'll be like, you know, late night, which those are fun too, but I feel like this is my ideal setup, which is late morning. Like, I've already had a walk with Brody, had my breakfast. I'm in like usually athleisure. I'm in my little workout set right now, because hopefully I'm manifesting I'll get in a workout like in the afternoon today, because I just was not feeling it this morning. I needed some extra rest. So we walked Brody, and he is laying at my feet right now in his bed under the desk. So we're all settled. I have the candle burning. It's late morning, but early enough that I still have probably 2 hours until Max gets back from the rink. I love recording when I have the whole apartment to myself. Now Brody's moving around. Now you're getting unsettled. I was just saying how settled you are. Where are you going? Oh, he's trying to get up on the couch. He's usually in his bed under the desk or up on the couch. I'm sorry, buddy. Okay, now he's going back to the bed, because my couch is filled with clothes that I'm packing, so it's just like a mess. We can't really get up there. Anyway, yeah, it's like the perfect setup right now. And this episode is all about how to stop overthinking. Wait, hang on. Pause. I digress. Oh no, Brody just grabbed his bone in his bed and he's chewing on that. I really hope that isn't horribly annoying. See, I feel mixed when there's like background noises, because I hate that, and I'm so like perfectionist of like, I want the apartment to myself. I want it to be quiet. That's why I'll walk Brody so he'll sleep. You know what I mean? Like, that's why it's the ideal setup. Now, of course, he's chewing on his bone. But you guys sometimes will be like, oh my gosh, no, the background noises, like, we know it's just like your real life. If we hear Max or Brody or whatever in the back, like, fix some people are like, no, it like adds to the charm. It feels real. Like, you guys like it. But then other times people will be like, okay, no, that's so annoying if you hear like a air conditioning in the back, or like the lawnmower, or Brody chewing on the bone or whatever. So, okay, now he's chilling. Now he's just laying his head on it. Anyway, this is, you guys are like, okay, you're just telling us about Brody. Like I was saying, this episode is all going to be about how to stop overthinking. Shout out Ashley. I got a DM from a girl named Ashley, and she said, could you talk about overthinking? I'm literally reading her DM right now so I could get it right, what she said. Just basically talk about overthinking, how to get out of your head. I feel like I overthink literally every interaction with people, or overthink the way I'll do something. I feel like you would be good to talk about this. Podcasts are so relatable. Give the best advice. Thank you. And I thought this was such a good idea, because I don't think I have an episode dedicated to overthinking, but it's definitely something we all do, probably some of us more than others, just based on, I don't know, our personalities. But we all obviously have had moments where we're like, okay, I was just overthinking. That was all in my head. That's not even the situation right now. Or like, why am I even worrying about this? Or sort of making scenarios that haven't happened yet in my head. Oh, I'm thinking about that now. I've done that so many times where I'm like, oh, but then this could happen and this could happen. Like, I'm such a worrier. And then things always have a way of like working themselves out. I always love that phrase as well. So then it's like all these things that you worked up in your head and that you were overthinking about aren't even an issue, and then you just wasted your time like giving mental energy to that, you know. But before we get into it, I thought we could catch up a little bit, chat about how My birthday was a couple days ago. I'm like, let's make this about me. Let's talk all about my birthday. No, but I just thought it'd be fun to catch up. What was my last episode? Why can I literally not remember? Oh, yeah, it was when I was in Boston, right? Oh, that was such a mess. I think you guys remember that one. Hopefully the audio was okay because there were many trials and tribulations, and I ended up recording my phone, which is like so not ideal and always my last case scenario, my last resort, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, so now we're back on the mic, so hopefully this is like a lot better. But yeah, I talked all about Boston. I feel like I've been going. You can probably hear it in my voice a little bit, feeling a little exhausted. But that's also due to, I mean, my travels, and then I've been home for like a week, and then now I'm about to leave for a trip. I think I was just saying that, right? Yeah, I was saying I'm packing and there's like clothes all over the couch. Also for my birthday celebrations and just being so social and stuff. So yeah, my birthday was a couple of days ago. I should say our birthday, me and my twin sister Lucy's birthday, and it was so nice having her here. It was actually kind of last minute that we decided for her to come visit for our birthday because I was just in Boston like literally less than a week before, and I think I left Saturday and she drove here Wednesday, so we were only like a couple of days apart. But it was so nice to be together. It just feels right if you have a twin to spend your birthday together. If any of your twins out there, you know what I mean, like it just feels like nostalgic, like childhood, because obviously growing up as a twin you celebrate together, you know, your 5th birthday, your 10th birthday, your whatever. So that was really nice, and we were just missing our mom. But yeah, it's so hard as you get older to try to get everyone together for things. Like, you don't realize how good you have it when you're 5 years old and, like, all your family comes, all your friends, your parents, like, everything, everyone's there. And now that's, like, nearly impossible to get everyone together, you know? Anyway, so we went to Three Oak as, like, an early birthday dinner celebration. I want to tell you guys about our dinners because they were so good. And Three Oak is a steakhouse in Easton, if you guys live where I live, in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Easton's like 30 minutes away, and Max and I had gone like a month ago and had the best food ever, so we were like, okay, we gotta go back, and it was so delicious. I highly recommend it there. I actually, so now it always makes me think of something. Do you guys remember, I shared about it on my TikTok, my Instagram stories, YouTube. I don't know if I ever talked about it on the podcast though, so let's talk about it now. So long story short, because you probably already know from my other forms of social media, but when Max and I had gone, like, probably over a month ago now, driving home, I saw a dog run across the road, and I was like, Max, pull over into this alley, like, there's a dog down there. And he was like, no, I think that was a skunk. Like, we just saw something fuzzy run across. I'm like, no, that's definitely a dog, and you guys may know the rest of the story. Basically, we were, like, freaking out. It was this older dog. It was so fluffy and cute, and it was wearing a collar, but it didn't have tags, and we didn't know what to do. We didn't want to, like, steal someone's pet, and it was, like, such a hard situation since the area we were in, the neighbors were like, oh, no, we don't know the dog, whatever. And we're like, oh, my gosh. So I was like, I don't want him to get by a car. Like, I was like crying, if you guys remember that whole thing. So yeah, basically he went to like the Easton Animal Control Center, and the next morning they called us and we're like, yeah, he's not microchipped. Like, we're, you know, hopeful we'll find the owner, whatever. And I kept like posting about it on like Lost Dog Facebook pages and all that type of stuff. And then I was like convinced that this was going to be our dog, which I learned many lessons in this to not get my hopes up and not get all excited. And I was like, literally how we found out, that long story short, is I was like about to call our vet to be like, okay, found this dog, I want to bring him in, get him all checked out, whatever. And I was like, okay, before I do that, we should call the animal control center, you know, first. This is like 2 days later, the day after, I can't even remember the days now. Anyway, and they were like, oh no, we got the owner. And we were like, well, were you gonna tell us? And they were like, it was very, like, odd situation. They're like, yeah, well, he just, like, gets out a lot. And we were like, okay, well, he's, like, old and slow. So I don't, like, don't know about that. Is he just, like, let him wander around? Like, I don't know. Not to be, like, judgy of other, you know, fur baby parents. You know what I mean. But, yeah, we were just like, oh, okay. We were just kind of, like, concerned. Like, I don't know. And they were like, well, he's 15. Clearly, like, the owner's doing something right. And we were like, okay. So then there was, like, kind of nothing we could do in that situation. And yeah, that was sad. So we had already named this dog Easton because of that trip to Three Oak and going there for the first time, and we thought it was so cute. And I was like, I was meant to find this dog. This is going to be our dog. And yeah, so now that restaurant will always make me think of the time that we found a dog. But anyway, I don't even know if I ever like shared that on the podcast. Then we went, was this the next night? Yeah, the next night, Lucy and I went to Philly to go to dinner with like a childhood family friend of ours, Andrea, and we went to Tallulah's Garden. If you guys have never been there, you should definitely go. If you live in Philly, if you're going to Philly, Tallulah's Garden was so good. Sorry, I feel like out of breath, by the way. I feel like I keep being like, but Tallulah's Garden, so, so good. I got the salmon. It was like the best thing ever. I feel like we got every appetizer ever. Oh my gosh, there was actually one. It was like burrata, Brussels sprout, bacon, jam, toast. Like, it seemed like all this crazy stuff. And I was like, I don't know how that sounds together. And the waiter was like, honestly, it's like the best thing ever. And we got it, and it was so good. So, you know, there's your lesson to just be adventurous. Because whenever I'm sent there's something, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that, it always ends up being so good. So, yeah, that was delicious. And it was just one of the best dinners. Like, I think I was telling, I was on the phone with my mom. I'm like, why am I having deja vu? Because I was telling her about it, because we've known Andrew since we were kids, and like our families have been friends for like generations. We're probably like fifth cousins somehow, because if you guys know, like, our lake house, that's really special to us. It's been in our family for like hundreds of years. Her family's lake house there, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that's that whole connection. But I was telling my mom how it was just like such a special dinner, and it was one of those dinners like you blink your eyes and they're closing the place down, and we're like, oh my god, we got here at 8 and it's midnight and everyone's gone, all of a sudden it's silent, like, we gotta go. But it's like you're just in the best conversation the whole time, laughing, like, oh, like such a good catch up. So yeah, I'm just hyping up Andrea. Shout out Andrea, she really is like a breath of fresh air and just so refreshing to be around. She's one of those friends I always talk about. These are some of my favorite friends from childhood, where maybe we don't text for a while, catch up for a while, but like we always pick up right where we left off, and it's always so good to see them, and you catch up on everything in life, and it's just like the best ever. So that was great. Actually, you guys may know Andrea. I think I had her on the podcast. Oh my gosh. I mean, that was like late 2020, probably like fall, winter. If you guys remember listening to that, it was on like finding yourself, being an effective ally, and it was such an amazing episode. And I got so much good feedback from it, because Andrea is just, like, literally a bundle of joy and such a light. So, anyway, that was so great. Like, we just had the best time. There was a lot of home hockey games that Max was playing in, obviously. So then, like, he couldn't come to dinner on Friday. He had a game. So stuff like that was, like, hard in that reason. Like, he was, like, missing some plans with us. Or, like, he couldn't come to, like, SoulCycle when we went to SoulCycle our birthday morning to celebrate. But it was still so fun that he had these games, because we could go. And we did go on our birthday. Yeah, on our birthday on Saturday. And it was so fun. And with all the, like, wives and girlfriends to, like, celebrate for. And, yeah, it was just, like, a blast. But it was also so nice. Like, I'm so happy Lucy came here, because then I could be with her and Max. It was so nice to be with Max on my birthday, because I realized it was our first birthday. Okay, first birthday of mine together. And the five that I've had while we've been dating. And, okay, this is why. Because we started dating end of 2018. So, 2019, March, my birthday. I had knee surgery. I was home. So, we weren't together. And then 2020, I was away on a trip. That was, like, seconds before COVID started. So, I was away. 2021, 2022, both of those years, Lucy and I went home to spend our birthday with our mom. So, then this is my first birthday that I've ever been with Max, which is, like, crazy. So yeah, that was that. Also, I feel like I should tell you guys, because in my birthday vlog, I didn't show like presents or anything, really, I don't think. Actually, the one before, because this is like an early present, I think I was like, oh yeah, Max got me this for my birthday. So you guys, one of my favorite presents he got me, I was so surprised and so shocked. He said it came the day that we went to like an early, like earlier in the week. So like Monday, I think. So I don't even know, 5 days before my birthday, we were just in Philly and we were like, let's do like an early birthday dinner for me. And that day this present had come in the mail. So he was like, okay, I think I should just give this to you now. Like, you'll wear this today and you're going to love it. And I was so shocked, because I did not like ask for this or anything. I just didn't even know that he really like was paying attention and knew about this. But basically he got me the Aritzia slouch coat, which is like an oversized pea coat style coat. And pretty much when we were in New York in January or February, why can't I remember this year? Like end of January, early February, we had our trip to New York, and I remember being in Aritzia and trying on the slouch coat. I tried on, they had like two colors. They had like a brown color and just black. And I remember So you know what? This does make sense that he remembered, because I was like talking to him all about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I love the style coat, but my one friend here has this exact like brown color, and it's one of Max's teammates' girlfriends. I'm like, we're gonna be at the games together, the exact same coat. Like, I don't want to just copy her, but I really do love the coat. And I didn't know that they had more colors online. Like, I was just like, oh, not meant to be. Like, they had that one, the black one, and I'm like, I already have a black pea coat, whatever. And he was like, no, after that, I like went online and they had so many different colors online. And he's like, I just know you so well. It's like this cream colored one, kind of like textured. And I'm like, this is literally the best ever. Like, this, I'm like, you're starting to be at Lucy status for gifts, where Lucy will give me gifts that I love so much, and that like I wouldn't like they literally know me better than I know myself, because it's like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't even like think for that for myself, or to pick that out, or to actually get that. But like, it's literally my favorite thing ever. So yeah, they're getting really good at gifts for me, because I'm like probably the hardest person ever to get gifts for. I am allowed to say that because everyone in my life tells me that. Like, if there's anything I want, I pretty much just like get it for myself. I don't know, that's just, I have no problem treating myself, I guess you could say. So yeah, that was like such a surprise. And also got me my favorite mascara, the Thrive Cosmetics mascara. I know you guys, or maybe you don't know, but I've been like raving about that since the fall. My friend Maddie got me onto that, and I cannot go back. I literally tried wearing a different mascara the other night, and it was running under my eyes, and I hated it. It was so much harder to get off, and I'm like, no, I'm never going back. Like, I literally tried going away from it for one day, and was like, absolutely not. Thrive Cosmetics mascara, you guys. Not sponsored by them. I wish I was, but please try. You know what? I should manifest this right here now on the podcast, because we got some talking to do. By the way, that's reminding me. Set active, you guys. This is like, I don't know, in the last 2-3 months, if you guys remember, I was talking about Set Active and like how much I love them on the podcast. And I was like, I have bought your stuff for years. Like, please work with me, blah, blah, blah. We're manifesting it. You guys were like, yeah, like, let's do it. We know you love them. Literally, I kid you not, within a week of that podcast episode going up, I got a DM from them being like, hey babe, like, we'd love to work together. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you literally kidding me? And I remember posting a package like, thanks, Set Active, on my story, and I got a million DMs from you guys being like, no way, oh my gosh, just like the podcast, like, you manifested this on the podcast. So let's manifest in a similar way, working with my favorite mascara. I mean, obviously it's fine, like, if I never got to like do like sponsorships with them, that'd be fine, because I love them all the same, and I will continue to buy Set Active and my favorite mascara anyway. But obviously that's just like even more exciting, you know. So yeah, best mascara ever. Literally comes off with water, okay? Literally you just rub your eyes with water, it all comes off. But then for some reason it doesn't run under my eyes, and every other mascara ever runs under my eyes, even waterproof. So yeah. Oh, why was I saying that? Max got me that. The Thrive Cosmetics mascara. Also got me a Skims shirt that he knew I was wanting. Boyfriend tee. I literally have like every color. Just the comfiest. I literally get a larger and extra large. I just want to oversize. Comfy. Just sleep in. Lounge around in. And I was like, oh, I don't have a black one. Like, I really need a black one. So he got me one of those. Balloons. Flowers. I feel like we always get each other the number of balloons. That's like become a tradition in our relationship for some reason. Like, I feel like we do that for each other every year. Like, I just got him 28 balloons because he just turned 28 last month. He got me 26 balloons. We were like, you know, our birthdays are less than a month apart. Like, I wish we were the same age. It would be so easy. I could just reuse the 28 balloons for me, you know. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, flowers. He, like, not to hype him up, but Max is so good at getting me flowers. Like, he always picks out the best flowers, and whenever, like, if they ever get like delivered, they're so good. Whenever he goes, he told me his secret spot here is Wegmans, because I think there's like a florist that you can tell like, oh, I want these, and they'll put them together and like arrange it for you. So he just gets the best arrangements. He knows me so well, and I just feel so lucky whenever he gives me flowers. I'm like, you literally get the most beautiful flowers ever. So yeah, really good flowers. Oh, and how can I forget? Actually, this is the best part of my birthday gifts, is the card he got me, you guys, is the best card in the whole world. I'm keeping this forever. It's a golden puppy on the front, and I'm like, oh my gosh, are you trying to tell me something? Like, where's Brittany's little brother? No, I'm kidding. But you open it up, and it's one of the ones that sings, but it's singing happy birthday, but it's like barking. Maybe some of you were like, oh my gosh, if you don't have a dog, you're like, what? I don't like that. But I literally was smiling, opening this card all day long so it'd sing, and it's like, ruff, 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 ruff. Like, it like barks, but it in the tune of happy birthday. It's my favorite thing ever. And Brody like loves it and hates it. Like, he's like looking around, like he hears the barking, but he kept trying to bite it. Like, he's probably like, what is that? Anyway, Just our birthday was loads of fun. Okay, this is so niche, but my entire TikTok for you page right now is how the price of eggs has gone way up. Has anyone noticed that? And it'll be serious, like, oh my gosh, inflation, or there's a shortage of eggs, which, by the way, I was grocery shopping today, and my grocery store literally had a sign saying that, like, limiting 2 cartons max per customer, which feels like COVID times, or it'll just be people like making jokes about the price of eggs. Anyway, because of my TikTok, I definitely noticed how expensive eggs were today when I was grocery shopping. All this is to say that especially in these expensive times, Upside makes it so easy to save you guys. With Upside, I get cash back on every purchase so I can keep making my avocado toast with eggs on top just like I like and go on Starbucks dates with the Brody. Upside is an incredible app for everyone who buys gas, groceries, dines out. So probably all of you listening right now. The app is so easy to use, and I feel like I use it the most dining out, for gas, for groceries, etc. Like I said, to get started, download the free Upside app and use my promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. Next, you'll just claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside, pay as usual with a credit card, debit card, and you follow the steps in the app and you'll get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. So download the free Upside app, use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. Oh, and I was also saying, because I was talking about restaurants, Barclay Prime. We went there when we were in Philly, when I got to wear my slouch coat for the first time. Max and I went just early, like two of us, little birthday dinner, which was nice to have like one, just the two of us, since obviously Lucy, Andrea, whatever. So yes, Barclay Prime, delicious. If you guys live in Philly, or if you're gonna go to Philly, if you've ever been, definitely fancy, like celebration kind of dinner. Like, I was gonna say steakhouse. Yeah, steakhouse. But like such a different vibe. Like, obviously now I'm like, Del Gretchen is a steakhouse. Like, it's like, that's the menu and everything. But the vibe in there was so cool. It was not what I was expecting. It's not like a normal steakhouse vibe of like white tablecloth and very fancy and whatever. Like, it was very fancy and nice, but it was like so, in like the most casual way. Like, not casual, but more of like a cool like lounge kind of setup. Like, I was in this big sort of like cushiony chair. I don't know. It's just really cool. So I definitely recommend, but we need to get into this episode. Last couple things is that it's been so cold and crummy here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is why I need to tell you guys, I keep saying I'm packing for a trip. Did I even say where I'm going? This is why it's extra exciting. While you're listening to this episode, I will be in Puerto Rico. Woohoo! I was thinking, like, I don't know if I've said that in my vlogs. I can never remember. Like, I'm like, did I announce this or not? I'll just be somewhere and everyone's like, wait, what? I didn't know you were going there. And I'm like, oh, I've never talked about it. Or I'll be like, surprise, guess where I'm going? And everyone's like, you fully spilled in like a podcast episode or whatever. And I'm like, oh, whoops. But oh yeah, this is what it was. I did a Poshmark live the other day and everyone was like, where are you going? And I was like, okay, I can tell you guys, like, it's just a live. It's just like a couple hundred of us. But yes, going to Puerto Rico. As I'm recording this, I'm leaving tomorrow, and I'm staying for 5 nights, and I'm going with Sydney Adams. You guys know my fave, my girly, Anna Hyde, Jenica. I love them. Like, they're all my faves, and it's going to be so good, and I know them all, love them all, and friends with all of them, and have been with them multiple times, but I don't know. Jenica and Anna know each other and have been together multiple times, but I don't think Anna and Jenica have met Sydney. So I just love, like, I love all of them, and I love being with friends. This is so specific, but I love being with friends and my other friends and, like, introducing them and having them be friends. Like, it's just so fun, and we're all together, and it's going to be a blast. It's because we're all with the same management. So, yeah, they just planned this trip for us. And actually, okay, let's just get into, like, what I'm happy about then and, like, happy quote, happy idea, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes of the episode. I don't think I like that phrase. Let's get into the meat of it. Like, ooh, I don't know. Sounds kind of... Anyway. Okay. I'm really happy about my upcoming trip. Shocker. It's going to be so much fun. If you guys remember, maybe you don't, but I went to Puerto Rico for literally, like, less than 2 days. It wouldn't have been this past fall, but the one before. So, like, October, yes, of 2021. And I was supposed to be there for, like, 4 or 5 days, but I was there for one day and Max called me and was like, you need to get on a flight right now and come back because they didn't think I was going to start the season with the Flyers and make my NHL debut. But someone must have gotten hurt or COVID or something. It was still like COVID protocol season. So he was like, yes, I'm literally making my NHL debut tomorrow. You need to get on a plane right now if you want to come to it. And it was like, it's such a big deal. Like, if you guys don't really know, but yeah, it's just like a huge deal. And they like, the team will like fly in their family and whatever. The team actually might have even paid for my flight from Puerto Rico. They're probably like, why is your girlfriend like coming from Puerto Rico? Doesn't she like live here with you? Anyway, so yeah, so my trip was cut short is what I'm trying to say. So I'm so excited to go back and actually spend more time there. It's just going to be like loads of fun. And another thing, okay, I seriously have been manifesting Queen this year. I feel like I always am. I just always speak things into existence. I'm just so good at like, I'm hyping myself up. I'm like, I'm really good at this. No, but I actually feel like it's one of my strengths that I can like believe, like I just believe things to be true, or I really truly believe to my core that things always work out. And I believe that like if I love a brand that I will work with them someday. Like I believe that. And I just, I don't know, am like putting the vibrations out there, speaking it into existence, law of attraction, if you will. So Sol de Janeiro has always been one of my favorite brands ever. Like I feel like I've always like set active, you know, Thrive Cosmetics, Sol de Janeiro. But seriously, like, there are so many brands that I love and use in my everyday life, right? Like, I'm looking at my Yeti mic right now. I'm holding my Stanley water bottle. Like, if I could work with any of these brands, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. Like, these are brands that I know and love and use in my everyday life anyway. So all of this is to say that Sol de Janeiro, I don't think I've ever been able to work with them in, like, the years I've used the Bum Bum Cream. I heard someone on TikTok the other day say boom boom cream. Have I been saying it wrong forever? Is it bum bum or boom boom? I should know. But you guys know what I'm talking about. That smells like heaven. And it initially came out, oh my gosh, like so many years ago now, but it was just like the orange cream. And now they have like a bunch of different, I always say flavors, a bunch of different scents. And now my favorite is probably the pink. I think it smells just like Baccarat Rouge, but it's kind of like floral. It's like the Beja Flor. I think that's the one. You guys know like the light pink one. That's my favorite now. But anyway, like I have been a stan of all their products. Like I have their hand sanitizer in my car. I have their hand cream in my car. I have their chapstick in my car. I literally have 10 of their chapsticks in every single bag, like whatever. I have their body wash. I have their it's like a tanning oil in the sun that's like shimmery. I also recently got, because I saw it on TikTok and I had to like hunt it down, this bronzing kind of oil. I literally have all of their products ever. Like, I just love them. Everything smells so good and, like, works so well. Guess who's helping sponsoring this trip for Puerto Rico? Sol de Janeiro. When I found that out, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this is a dream come true. Because a box came the other day in the mail, and I'm like, what is this? Like, it was a bunch of my favorite stuff from Sol de Janeiro. I'm like, oh, my God, I must be dreaming. Like, I'm in heaven. So all this is to say, follow your dreams, okay? Because now I'm, like, working with my dream brands, and it's just, like, literally a dream come true. So yeah, I'm gonna keep manifesting going into 2023. Okay, my happy quote, happy idea for this episode is not that happy, just I think really like applies to this episode when I was thinking about this episode as a whole, and an idea that kind of like encompasses what we're gonna talk about. And I thought back, way back to like the beginning of my podcast. It was probably like end of 2019 when these episodes are, like probably one of my first couple episodes. If you guys know my friend Arlen Moore, he was on, it might have even been two episodes because I feel like I did one and I got such good feedback. Everyone's like, part two. So I just remember in one of those episodes, we were sitting there in my old apartment in Boston and he looked at me and was like, Gretchen, all we have is right now. Like, this is all we have. Like, sit in the quiet for a second. All that you have is right now in this moment. And the past is gone. The future isn't here yet. And that was like a light bulb in my head in that moment. I'm like, ooh, I feel kind of weird. Like, I feel kind of uneasy. I'm like, if you sit there for a second and think, like, all that matters is right now. Like, you are listening to this podcast. You are sitting wherever. If you're driving, if you're running, if you're walking, like, all that you have in life. No, that sounds scary. That's not all you have. But, like, all you have is this present moment. And it's just such a good reminder to be present. And I'm like, wow, it helped me so much too. Like, I have episodes on this, like comparing myself to past versions of myself. Like, the past, I don't want to say it doesn't matter. It obviously, your past matters. Like, I don't want to be harsh. Like, what you've gone through matters. But it's like, don't let what's happened in the past define you. Don't compare yourself to an old version of yourself, old situations. Like, all you have is right now in the present moment. So focus on that. Focus on that version of you, right? Like, you right now is all that matters. Because the future isn't guaranteed. You don't know what's going to happen. So there's no use in worrying about it or trying to control it anyway. That's so me. Like, always thinking about the future, always worrying about it, always trying to control it when you don't have the control anyway. And oftentimes things will work out not how you thought they would, or things will work out just not in the way that you would have planned, right? Like, I look back to how I would think about, like, oh, Gretchen at 25, Gretchen at 26. Like, I definitely wouldn't have pictured my life exactly how it is now, but there are certain things, like, I want, like, a loving relationship that I feel so safe. Like, this person feels like my home. It feels like, okay, I have that. I want, like, a really cute fuzzy dog that I'm obsessed with. Okay, I have that. Like, these things, I want to be financially stable. Like, I have that, but it's like the path to get there isn't always how you thought. So, anyway, just a good reminder that, like, all you have is this moment. So make it count. Like, live today like it could be your last. I'm being so cheesy right now. But, like, seriously, like, oh, I think about, I've heard this a couple times, maybe on TikTok, where people are like, oh, this quote has changed my life. Like, basically, if you were, like, I don't want to be morbid, but if you were to, like, die tomorrow, yeah, by a bus, I don't know, something horrible. Like, or even say you live till you're 95, right? And you're going to heaven, and you're at the gates of heaven, and, like, God will say to you, or whatever higher power you believe in, let's just say, the world says to you, like, do you have any regrets? Like, are you so proud of the person that you were on earth, like, of the legacy that you left? I'm being so deep. Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing. I'm probably not getting it perfectly right. But it's, like, that just so puts into perspective, like, wow, like, am I proud of the person that I am and the things that I do every day that, like, make up my existence and the legacy that I'm leaving? Like, am I leaving, like, a good impact on the world? Am I doing the best I can? Am I having fun? Or are there things I would do differently? And, like, why am I not changing that right now? Because all we have is right now. And, like, that's what matters long term. So, anyway, hopefully that's, like, a little helpful. And see, with overthinking, I get so like, okay, does that help you be present, or does that make you overthink all about the future? Like that thing I just told you. So it kind of, like, goes both ways. But I thought we could start with a conversation I had. Maybe this could help if you're in a similar situation. The conversation I had with a friend of mine recently who was really overthinking and so in her head about dating someone. And I just remember, like, I'd like to say I give good advice, you know. I actually feel like one of my friends said that to me in the past, like, 6 months, year. They were like, you know, you give such good advice. Like, I really like turning to you for advice. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am literally flattered. That is the nicest compliment ever. But I feel as though I give probably biased advice to my friends. I'm like, you are a queen. Like, dump this loser. Of course, like, I'm biased in that way, but I would like to think that I get, and, like, how wise am I? I'm 26 now. Ew, I'm 26. I can't believe I just turned 26. But I would like to think that I give advice, like, good advice in the way that I believe that this is good advice. So, like, I am such a decisive person typically. I'm, like, opinionated. I have an idea of, like, what I think is right and wrong. And so I think that's why I always have advice to give to my friends. Like, I'm like, if you pose, like, a problem or question to me, like, I'll tell you what I think. And, like, that is fully, like, what I think is right in that moment. So anyway, with my friend who's, like, so in her head overthinking, being like, oh, like, I just really thought I wanted to be single right now, focus on me. But, like, I'm so conflicted because I'm with this person who's such an angel. He's so sweet. I feel like he's so good to me. All these things, like, so meant to be. And I'm like, okay, let's, like, dumb it down. That's my number one thing, is let's get to the basics of the situation. And so say it's that. Say you're confronted with, like, should I be in a relationship with this person? Especially if you're someone that's naturally, like, indecisive, that can be so hard, like, entering into a new relationship, especially a romantic relationship with someone. Especially if it's your first ever relationship, if you've had bad relationships in the past, like, that's so scary, right? Especially if you tell yourself, like, I think I should be single right now. Like, I'm enjoying being single. That's great. And I think there's such a time and place for that. And you guys know, I always say, like, my journey is I was single for 3 years after my first relationship. And I needed every second of those 3 years to be independent again and on my own and all those things. And I really felt like Max showed up right as I was good on my own, right as I was happy being single. But I could recognize that within myself. And I'm like, this is someone that's such a sweetie pie, brings out the best in me, is rooting for me. We're besties. Like, we have such a fun time together. So I got over the fact of, like, I want to be single. But my friend was so like, no, like, I thought I was supposed to be single right now. But, and then it's telling me a million reasons why they really like this person. And I'm like, okay, again, let's get to the basics. And I was asking questions like, do you enjoy spending time with this person? Oh my gosh, yes, we have so much fun together. Do you really like their heart and like the kind of person they are? Oh my gosh, yes, they're so considerate. They're so thoughtful of others. They're so whatever. They go out of their way to like help everyone they know and love and strangers. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, going through like this, are you really comfortable with this person? Does this person make, how do you feel when you're with this person? How do you feel when you're after you leave this person? Or do they like fill up your cup? Do you feel inspired? Are you a better version of yourself? Are you like literally all those things. And it's like, yes, of course, blah, 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 blah. So it's like, okay, you've just answered all these questions to me and why you would like love to date this person. But the only thing is you feel like you should be single. So again, like, okay, let's get to the bottom of that. Like, why do you feel as though you should be single? Okay, because you really enjoy being independent. You're focusing on your career. Like, all of those things are good and have such a time and place. I feel like I'm always advocating for that. So now I feel so weird being like, be in the relationship. But I just think you need to be really honest with yourself. Like, I had to be really honest with myself of, like, I was feeling very codependent in a relationship where I felt like I didn't even know who I was anymore. So that took me being brutally honest with myself of, like, I know I need to be alone and I'm so scared to do that. And all that I want to do is find someone else right now to, like, attach myself to and to just pour all my energy into them. But what I really need to do is pour all my energy into me. But with my friend, I'm like, you are such an independent person as it is. Like, I think you were just so scared of the idea of dating someone and you just feel that you should be single because maybe people are telling you that, or, you know, it's like society makes you feel that way. I know you guys already know how much I love taking my Athletic Greens every day, but you may not know why I actually started taking them years ago now. I first gave AG1 a try because I was looking for better gut health and digestion, increased energy, and immune system support were really my main goals. And I've been in such a good routine of taking it in the mornings for years now, like I said. It really just feels like I'm doing something good for my body and covering my nutritional bases, if you will. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like the gut and immune support I mentioned, boosted energy, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails. I remember the first thing I noticed when I started taking AG1 was that very quickly improved my digestion and really gave me an energy boost. I mix mine with cold water every morning and I really love the flavor. It tastes fresh and a little bit tropical, like pineapple. Bottom line is that it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit to your overall health and well-being, including other things like supporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, etc. It can be hard to know where to start with a supplement routine. I've been there feeling quite lost, and AG1 has really made that so much easier for me. They also have convenient little travel packs of AG1 that I bring when I'm traveling. These are lifesavers for me to support my health while I'm on the go. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/happyhour. That's athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Check it out. Also, with overthinking, like, I want you to be upfront and act with autonomy and just be so like acting with your best self-interest in mind. Make decisions on your own terms, like live life on your own terms. I just feel like I've come to such a place of that and it's helped me so much. Like, I don't regret things. Sometimes I can be like, oh, do I regret this decision? But I always go back to something my dad would tell me is, no, you can't regret a decision you made last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because you are making the best decision for you in that moment. And so it's like, you can't question your own decision making. Maybe if you're going through a hard time, all of this, like, take with a grain of salt, but do you guys get what I'm getting at? I just think my advice in this situation really helped my friend, and just being like, for the most part, ignore others' opinions about you, what you should be doing. Focus on what you think, what you really think deep down and what you really feel. And like, that's what matters. Of course, take like friends and family's opinions of someone's, if it's a friend, a romantic relationship, if everyone is like red flag, okay, maybe not. But if you have differing opinions coming at you from all angles of like, you should date this person, you shouldn't date this person, I don't know about this, or say it's like not even a romantic relationship. I feel like you get so many different opinions if it comes to like college or career. Like you get a million different opinions thrown at you. You should do this. Why don't you consider this? How about that? It's like, okay, like listen, but again, take it with a grain of salt. Like ignore it. Like live life on your own terms. Make your own decisions. Like I just feel like I have so many friends that will struggle with this, and I'm like, I am very aggressive and controlling. No, but I just like have such a inner feeling of like what I should do or what I want to do. Like I feel so strongly about things that I want to like grab them by the shoulders and shake them and be like, you can make your own decisions. And I guess now I'm talking about indecisiveness, really talking about overthinking, but I think overthinking leads to indecisiveness, and indecisiveness can also make you overthink, vice versa. So, okay, another example of overthinking. For example, if like Ashley was saying, girl who wrote in, brought this episode, if you think like, oh no, like, okay, especially if like a lot of people deal with this kind of overthinking, if you're with like a group of people, a group of friends, if later that night after dinner you're reflecting and you're like, oh no, like, oh, what I said was so dumb. What if that joke wasn't received well? Or what if what I said wasn't received well? Like, oh, and you just feel like an ick of like, oh, like I shouldn't have said that. And sometimes it is, it does have merit. Like sometimes that's happened to me a couple times where I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Like I'm such an idiot. Like that just came out wrong, or I wasn't realizing that that could have offended them because they're in this situation right now and I didn't mean it that way. So like, obviously apologize if you think it's necessary, but sometimes you're literally just overthinking in your head. And again, you need to ask yourself like, what is actually true? What are the facts of the situation? If you say something and you're like, oh, maybe that was dumb. Like I shouldn't have said that. But like, why are you thinking that? Cause you just feel insecure of like, oh, I said something, or a joke that I said was like stupid or something. Like maybe it's just because you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. But like, did anyone laugh in your face or yell at you or shame you? Like, no. So like, you're just making up the situation in your head, you know? Again, what are the facts in the situation? This reminds me of recently a friend of mine was like, Gretchen, I gotta tell you. Like, she seemed so torn up. She's like, I gotta tell you. And spent eating me up for like 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago we were at dinner. I felt so bad. In this conversation with you, I said this. I've been wanting to apologize. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, back up. What? Huh? I don't even remember. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, I said this. And I thought maybe it could have offended you because of this. Blah, blah, blah. She was so worried about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this has been bothering you. Like, I literally don't remember. Did not bother me at all. Like, I'm completely unscathed. Do not even apologize. So this is just a perfect example of like, usually it's all in your own head. when it comes to like friends, stuff like that. Again, like apologize if you think you need to. Like even her apology in that situation, I'm like, apology not even necessary. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even remember. That's how much it didn't even bother me. That comment, whatever. So I feel like I'm good at not overthinking with friends. And I think that's really come with maturity for me. I think I'm hyping myself up in this episode. I'm like, I'm so good at manifesting my life. I'm so mature. No, but actually, like, I noticed a difference in myself of, like, maturing throughout the years of I'm not offended if I'm not invited to something, if I'm not considered for something. I just think back to, like, high school, you know, middle school. If your friends have a sleepover and you're not invited, you are so deeply hurt because that is, like, your whole life. Whereas now, if my friends are doing something without me, I'm like, they wanted to catch up with each other. Say it's like a group of friends and two of them are hanging out and like, maybe I would have liked to go to dinner with them. I'm like, I am literally not offended at all. Like, I don't care. Have fun. Oh my gosh, have so much fun. Catch up. Clearly the two of you needed to spend time together. Or if one person wanted to like share a hard like time they're going through with the other person, like I don't need to be, you know what I mean? Like whatever reason the two of you need to hang out without me, that's fine. Like, I feel secure enough in our relationships that I don't think you're talking bad about me. I don't think you're trying to be friends without me. Like, so I think that's just come with maturity. And I feel like I've gotten really good when it comes down to is like not taking things personally. So yeah, I noticed that with my friends. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Sorry. Brody literally just farted. And it smells so bad. I'm like, what is that? This episode just keeps going back to Brody. He literally is peacefully sleeping. Like, you have to be kidding me. Brody, that is so rude. Podcasting. Oh my God, it's literally so bad. Okay, I'm just gonna like back up over here for a second. What was I saying? Not taking things personally. Yeah, I choose not to be like offended in most situations. A lot of times people don't mean it and it's not worth my energy and I'm good and fine on my own. So even if you said something rude to like offend me, I'm good. Also, I think a lot of this comes with like being on social media for so long. You could be like, I don't like your podcast. I don't like your outfit. I don't like this. I think you look bad. I think this looks bad. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, I feel good on my own. And I feel good in my outfit. I feel good about my podcast. I feel good about this. So, like, I'm okay. And also, that's reminding me. I'm, like, going all over the place. Am I still talking about overthinking? But that just made me think, like, if someone says something, if you feel upset about something, someone says, if you feel offended, like, sometimes it's maybe because you feel like you could be doing more. So maybe if I was offended, if you were like, oh, I don't like your podcast, I don't think it's good, maybe I would feel offended because deep down it's like, oh, I feel like I could be doing more. Which actually leads me into, I think I'm good at not overthinking when it comes to friends. Like, I'm just so simple of like, I like spending time around you, you like spending time around me, let's hang out. Oh, you're busy, you can't, that's fine. You need to cancel, okay, no worries. Like, I'm just so go with the flow with friends type of stuff, and I feel like I've gotten good at not overthinking because it's not worth it. And like, and I've become so straightforward. Like, if I feel like someone's mad at me, I'll be like, hey, did I do something to upset you? Like, and then I don't have to overthink and I have to worry about it. And they're like, oh no, you know, half the time it's like, oh, I'm going through a really hard, like, hard time at work. No, I'm really exhausted, that's why I've been kind of like standoffish or really short with you, things like that. So it's usually like not, doesn't have to do with you, but if it does and you're upfront and you ask, like, they'll just tell you. So yeah, I feel like I like love my friendships, and I'm just like really honest with myself about how they're going. And anyway, honesty is the best policy, communication, all those things. But I do really relate to overthinking when it comes to romantic relationships and my purpose in life, lol, not to be deep. But like, okay, really romantic relationship, Max like will look at me funny or is like short with me, and I'm like, okay, obviously you hate me. I did something that really upset you. Like, what did I do? Are we gonna break up? Like, I'll overthink like that, right? And I think it's just because I'm super sensitive, super emotional, and Pisces, okay? But but I just like, this Max means so much to me. So if I ever feel like he's like off or something, I'm like, oh my God, did I do something wrong? And I'll overthink and I'll worry because this person means so much to me. But then it's like, stop overthinking and stop worrying. And that's not the case. And again, I need to take my own advice. Like, what are the facts of the situation? Was he a little bit short with me on the phone? Yeah, he's probably busy. Like, he's checking out the grocery store. Like, stop making up scenarios in your head. I feel like we all do that. Like, we make up scenarios. Like, that's the overthinking. You're making up situations in your head that aren't actually true and probably won't even happen. And, like, don't waste your time and energy. That's really the truth of all of this, right? And when it comes to overthinking with, like, my purpose in life, where I'm supposed to be, what I should be doing, yeah, that's really what it comes out. I'm like, I'll overthink like that all the time. I think that really comes with like the nature of my job, though, just being self-employed, always doing social media. Like, I can kind of make my own schedule. There's so much flexibility that comes with it, which is amazing, but it's a double-edged sword because I'm always like, should I be doing more? I make my own schedule. Like, am I doing enough? Am I doing the right things? Am I talking about the right things? Like, is my content good? And like, I'm always questioning like in that sort of way. And see, that's just what I said, because it always feels like I could be doing more. But then it's like, where's the balance of like work-life balance, right? Like, I shouldn't be, you know, editing at midnight. I should, like, so I feel so conflicted when it comes to that. And I'm always overthinking when it comes to my like life choices, career, like existential, like big things like that. Like, what is my purpose? Do I have the right hobbies? Do I have the right friends? Do I live in the right place? Am I doing the right things? Am I wearing the right clothes? Am I eating the right food? Am I doing the right workouts? Like, I always think like that. But then it's like, again, why am I worrying? I think some of it comes down to, I'm such a Pisces. You guys are like, okay, you're losing me here, Gretchen. But I do think, like, I am such a sensitive, emotional Pisces, such a Pisces girl. And I do think Pisces can be so like existential and like in their own head and worrying and overthinking. So I think that kind of comes with like the territory here. And let me just say, I wonder if who wrote in. I'm curious if your zodiac, please DM me, because like, I think any, you know, sign could overthink. We all do. But maybe some are more susceptible to it than others, because I think of my friends who are Taurus. I find that a lot of my friends are Taurus. And yeah, one of them that's like really type A, I'm thinking probably overthinks, but like Taurus to me is so like, life is what it is. And they're so good at not overthinking. And I'm so inspired and I feel so good in their presence. Maybe that, well, that's why a lot of them are my friends, because I feel so calm. And I need, oh, I just think my friend Andrea. See, she almost gives like Taurus, but she's an Aries. She is kind of like fiery. But anyway, all this is to say, my Taurus friends, like, I'm thinking of them and they are so like, it is what it is. Life is what it is. Like, my job is what it is. It's my career. I'm good. Like, they're so calm and even keel. And I feel like Pisces, like, we're up in the clouds. Like, we're worrying, like, we're all over the place. And I'm just so inspired by people who are like, yeah, like they just don't worry and overthink too much. Like, they don't think about it too much. Like, they're just like, yeah, I eat my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I work out, and I go to work, and these are my friendships, and this is my show I'm watching, and, like, that's it. I'm like, what do you mean that's it? Don't you worry about, like, the other foods you should be eating? And, like, what about this show? And, like, but did you worry if you got enough steps in today? And did you worry about, like, you should call your grandma? And did you, like, I literally am, like, a constant worrier. I should not be giving advice on overthinking and worrying, because I do that. But I try to remind myself, and, like, obviously, just deep down, Gretchen, what is true? What matters? Like, just, like, be real for a second. Like, come back down to earth. Stop overthinking. It's not doing you any good at all. And just, I will leave you with, like, what I try to focus on as well is doing things in my everyday life that decrease anxiety and decrease overthinking and setting myself up for success when it comes to feeling good about my day, feeling in control of my day. Because when I feel out of control and when things aren't according to schedule and accomplishing all my tasks, that's when I really start to feel overwhelmed and I overthink and I worry and all the things. And so it's like walking Brody, like I said, having my breakfast, tidying my apartment, working out, getting my podcast recorded. All these things help me to not overthink and to not worry and to just focus on my tasks and try to focus. I struggle with focusing. But last thing I will say when it comes to overthinking is I feel like I've heard this. It's probably like a quote that I'm going to mess up, but it's kind of like when you are stuck in your own head, you need to do things to get out of your own head. Like, I honestly think overthinking and worrying for me probably became so much more of a thing post-grad and like going into COVID and stuff, because we had plenty of time now in quarantine to worry and to overthink because you were stuck in your own head because so many things are canceled and unavailable, right? Like, you're spending so much time with yourself. And I think that's also come with me spending more time alone and having more independence is overthinking. And you just need to remind yourself that, like, you are literally stuck in your own head and you need to get out of it. So I think back to, like, college, high school, I never spent a second alone, which wasn't really a good thing. But I think I was good at not overthinking and not worrying because I was always doing things. So literally, if you were stuck in your own head, overthinking, worrying, go do something. Go volunteer. Go for a walk. Go for a workout. Go read a book. Go watch a show. Like, do something to stop thinking. And stop overthinking and stop worrying. And I promise you'll feel better and it will distract you, okay? So, yeah. Like, or I almost think of it, like, lastly is sometimes I think overthinking and, like, worrying about yourself, not to be mean, but can be, like, selfish. Like, if all you're focusing your time and energy on is in your own head every day, and obviously, like, be selfish a little bit and think about yourself, put yourself first, prioritize yourself, all those things. But if, like, worrying about yourself is consuming your all day, every day, and you're overthinking about yourself, maybe think that, like, oh, that's kind of selfish. All I'm doing is thinking about me. Like, think about others. That's why, like, volunteering, like, bring yourself outside of your head, outside of your normal situation, feeling a sense of purpose could help you with your overthinking. So, yeah, that's that on overthinking. Hopefully that was helpful. I feel like it goes both ways. I'm like, do this, but don't do this, because then you could be overthinking. But also don't worry about this, but worry about this. And, like, don't focus too much on yourself, but also prioritize yourself, queen, okay? No, but I hope this is helpful. That's just, like, my two cents, my perspective. Hope you enjoyed my birthday little recap. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I need to go finish packing up for Puerto Rico, give you guys, like, a whole lowdown, I'm sure, on the next podcast episode when I'm back from Puerto Rico. But I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.